we are climbing up to the top of Putney Mountain.
So let's move it along and get up there.
All right, I'm ready to go.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahindra. We're a biologist from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Welcome to Outdoor Radio.
The big deal in September is hawk migration. They've been watching hawks up here day in, day out in the fall since at least the early, mid-90s, maybe even earlier, maybe even in the 80s.
The weather's starting to turn, and so birds are migrating, and they're going south.
Yeah,
for the winter.
They're out of here.
Yeah. And so songbirds are starting to move south, but things like raptors are also starting to move south.
In mass right now. We're in the midst of broadwing hawk migration. They're probably flying any minute now.
Okay.
Because they're going to come up out of their nighttime roosts as soon as the valley starts to warm up and get rid of that fog.
Yeah.
They're going to come up out of their roosts, and they're going to start climbing high into the sky. And we want to be out on this lookout to see them in mass circling overhead, moving southward.
So all these people come up here and they sit and they hawk watch. And then what do? They count them?
Yeah, there's an official counter.
Okay.
Every year. They're out here almost every day.
And what do they do with this information?
You count how many hawks year in, year out are flying by on migration.
Yeah.
And you can get an idea of how the populations are doing.
Oh, wow. So this information from these people sitting up here on this mountain is actually helpful.
Right. So there's a network the whole way across the country of hawk watching sites. From Putney Mountain the whole way down the Appalachians and down in, even in through Mexico.
So these people are volunteering their time and their help giving us relatively accurate measurement of hawk populations?
Yes, but the people that are actually doing the counts up here, they're really, most of them are just dedicated what we call citizen scientists. People that are just really into collecting this data for conservation and science. And they volunteer their time. You know, they're just dedicated. They're really into it. And without it, we wouldn't have these big networks of hawk migration stations to get any information about how hawks are going. They're spectacular observers. Wait till we get up here. They'll see hawks way before you even think you're seeing them. They'll be counting them and calling them out. It's sometimes shocking how good they are at observing these things.
What about bugs? Because we know the monarchs are kind of having problems, right?
Yeah, and they count the monarchs flying by this hawk watch site every year. And it's another beautiful census of how an organism doing, how butterflies are doing, how monarchs are doing.
So we've got people all up and down the East Coast who are sitting out during the day and they're counting populations for us. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's cool.
Here's a question for you. Why here? Why don't they just sit out in their front yard and count birds that fly over? How come we have to hike and you can hear them out of breath? Why do we have to hike to the top of a mountain?
That's a good question. But basically, they follow these ridge lines because of two reasons. One, there's deflecting winds off the ridge line, which helps carry them. Uh-huh. And two, the valley bottoms next to the ridge line have rising columns of hot air as the ground warms. They can ride those.
So basically, they're catching two different types of currents. They're catching these deflective currents that are coming off the mountains, and they're catching these thermal currents, which are just sort of these columns of hot air that push everything up as they rise. They're called kettles, right?
Kettle of birds.
Yeah. So because you can see them sort of all boiling upward at once.
Yeah, they kind of circle like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
They circle their way up higher and higher and higher without even flapping. And then when they get up to the height of this rising column of air,
yeah,
then they'll glide it out.
So basically they could all just fly over you, right? Looking for rising columns of hot air.
We're definitely at the top.
Here we are, dogs and hawk watchers.
Wow, good view today, huh? Sarah, the first person I want to talk to when I get up there is Dawn Clark.
Why?
Dawn is probably one of the best bird watchers in Vermont. And he can pick something out before you even think about seeing it and tell you probably what it is before it's even close.
Primarily now it's broadwings with a few sharpshins and ospreys and stuff mixed in.
And so as it gets later?
It gets later, there's more variety.
You said they'll peel off, so what happens when they peel off?
They glide down the valley and pick up another kettle and ride it up like an elevator, so they don't have to work very hard. So we either get them using thermals like they probably will today because there's not much wind, or on a windy day when the wind's rising up the side of the ridge, they'll ride that They'll go in lines. I mean, it's pretty exciting days when they come right over the trees. A couple years ago, we had 1,800 in an hour. There were kettles, there were lines everywhere. That's what everybody comes up here for, you know, to hit that. Once you hit that, you're hooked.
I got a bird. John, do you got it?
Yeah.
The big white cloud, it's an eye bird. It's going into bright whites right now, out over the valley. Direct.
I got it.
Oh, up in the blue now. Wow, that's pretty high up there.
Look at the rainbow.
So, Sarah, before the hawks really start moving, let's go over and talk to John Anderson. He's been counting hawks up here for almost 20 years. Let's go talk to him and just find out what he knows about this place, which is going to be a lot. So, John, how long have you been doing this?
About 18 years now. Yeah.
And you come up here day in, day out? Or?
Yes, pretty near every day in the September and October.
Sarah said, "Well, why do people want to come here every day and watch hawks? I mean, what, you know, what's their motivation? What's your like motivation?"
It always drove me crazy when we'd have a day with nobody here, and I didn't know what had happened. And the end of the year statistics did not seem complete when you had big holes in it.
Yeah,
and I couldn't convince anybody else to come up here every day, so I do. Simple answer.
After 18 years, I mean, there must have been some days that stick out in your mind.
We had a day of 1,800 birds in 2012, I think it was, and trying to listen to 20 people hollering, and it was a zoo.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, but it was a terrific day.
So really, every day there's this river of migration going down through here. Everything from dragonflies to butterflies to birds.
We count anything when we're bored. We count migrating blue jays, skeins of geese, ducks, and we see great blue herons. And just every day there's something a little bit unique and different.
So, you know what, Kent? I think I have learned an awful lot on today's excursion.
But, you know, things are slowing down, and I'm thinking it's time to hike back down the mountain and head back to the office, unfortunately.
All right, let's go.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra. Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
Take our time getting back.
Do we really have to go back to work?